Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Four terms in the Minnesota Senate appears to be enough for Republican Eric Pratt. He's announced his campaign to go for Congresswoman Angie Craig's spot in Washington.
I'm going to run a respectful campaign. I'm going to try to convince the people of the 2nd District that I best represent their value. And, you know, I'm not going to attack my opponents. I'm going to tell them why I'm the best fit for the job.
Pratt joins Tyler Kistner on the Republican side. Democratic Senator Matt Klein and former Senator Matt Little are also running. Congresswoman Craig is running for the retiring Tina Smith seat in the U.S. Senate. A second lottery is being held today at 3 o'clock for Minnesota cannabis businesses seeking retailer licenses. Jim Walker of the State Office of Cannabis Management says the drawing gives social equity applicants another shot at a license.
Social equity applicants who were not selected during that first round are going to be put into the pot with the general applicants. I believe we have, as of right now, about 570 applicants total.
Walker says 75 applicants will be selected for cannabis retailer licenses using a digital lottery drawing system. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is joining 19 other states in suing the federal government over new rules that restrict access to key social services. The lawsuit challenges a sudden policy shift that blocks state programs from serving residents who can't verify their immigration status. Ellison says the changes could cut off access to programs like Head Start, mental health care, and family planning. The coalition is asking the court to stop the rules and protect access to those vital services. And Democratic Minnesota lawmakers are voicing concerns about how President Donald Trump's reconciliation bill will impact Minnesotans. 5th Congressional District Representative Ilhan Omar.
It slashes Medicaid, kicking 17 million Americans off their health care plans. This bill rips $186 billion from SNAP. That's food off the tables of our seniors, of children, and single mothers.
Republican lawmakers say the bill makes tax cuts permanent, cuts wasteful spending, and secures the U.S. border. This is MNN. A study from the U of M found that when a rural hospital closed in Minnesota, prices at nearby surviving hospitals went up 3.6%. School Public Health Assistant Professor Caitlin Carroll.
The prices at closed hospitals were actually lower than prices at nearby surviving hospitals in the pre-closure period. Hospital closure can actually move patients into higher-priced hospitals and eliminate a low-priced hospital from the market.
The research team analyzed 54 rural hospitals that closed between 2014 and 2018. CenterPoint Energy is handing out another 99 grants for its Community Safety Grants Program. The grants will total nearly $220,000 and help communities in 4 states, including Minnesota. The grants are awarded to local government agencies to cover the cost of safety equipment used to rescue individuals from vehicle crashes. And the Lynx return from the WNBA All-Star break tonight with a home game against the Chicago Sky. The 20-4 Lynx are playing the 7-15 Sky for the third time in the past 4 games.